The following program is furnished by the Truth About Your Future, LLC. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station. This information is education and not financial advice. Consult a financial advisor before investing.
The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman is brought to you by Bitwise, the world's largest crypto index fund manager, and by Global X ETFs, dedicated to providing investors with unexplored and intelligent solutions, and by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100, and by Edelman Financial Engines. Rick Edelman is a board member, consultant, shareholder, and client of EFE, but EFE is unaffiliated and has no say over the content of The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
And now your host, Rick Edelman.
And a very happy weekend to you. Welcome to The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman. You know, this show is all about personal finance, and that's the reason we talk about investing on this program. I mean, how can you not talk about investing if it's a show about personal finance? So in your efforts to pay attention to the long term, in your efforts to stay focused on what really matters, we've got to recognize that it is sometimes a little treacherous. We need to protect ourselves in our efforts to achieve wealth, and that means protecting ourselves from fraud and abuse. And unfortunately, those are rampant. The Federal Trade Commission says that last year in 2021, nearly 6 million people filed fraud reports, losing a total of nearly $6 billion. This was a $2.5 billion jump over the year before, a 70% increase. So not only are scams out there, they're widely growing. One of the negative side effects of exponential technologies, the prevalence of us living our lives online, means we're coming across scamsters online more than ever. And because it's so easy and cheap and fast to gauge online, well, we're losing more money than ever that way. Three of the most common frauds, according to the Federal Trade Commission: imposter scams online, shopping fraud, fake sweepstakes, lotteries, and prizes. The biggest losses were related to investment frauds, day trading scams, phony investment opportunities, bogus investment advice, and seminars that are fraudulent. Only 2% of the complaints were in this category, but it represented $1.6 billion worth of losses, an average of $3,000 per person. The five states where the scam reports per capita were the highest: number one, Georgia; number two, Maryland; number three, Delaware; number four, Nevada; and number five, Florida. This pretty much shows it's a national crisis. The age groups that lost the most money? You tell me. Which age groups are the most susceptible to getting ripped off, who are the least sophisticated? Is it the very old or is it the very young? It's a little bit of both. The age 30s lost the most money. People ages 30 to 39 lost $600 million last year, according to the FTC. Not far behind them, people in their 60s lost over $520 million. But everybody in every age group is at risk. And now there's a new way to get scammed: QR codes. This has surfaced in a big way, unfortunately, thanks to the Super Bowl. Remember the Super Bowl this year? The ads were dominated by crypto firms. The top ad in the Super Bowl was Coinbase. They had a very simple, clever ad, a QR code bouncing around the TV screen like the old video game Pong. And if you sat there long enough, you began to say, "What is that QR code? What's going on? The ad isn't doing anything else." If you pointed your phone at it, you were taken to Coinbase's website. The ad was so popular, it generated so much traffic that it crashed Coinbase's app. You now see these QR codes popping up everywhere. I mean, this is old school tech. QR codes are 10 or 20 years old. They fell out of favor, but they are now back in a big way, and Coinbase's success with their Super Bowl ad is the reason why. You now go into a restaurant. They don't hand you a menu anymore, do they? They let you scan a QR code.
It's a great deal for the restaurant. They don't have to go to the expense of printing menus every time they change prices or the items available for sale. You don't have to touch a dirty menu that was manhandled by other people and, ooh, germs, ooh, we don't want to do that. Now you just take a picture of that QR code on your phone, up pops the menu, simple and easy, fast and convenient. QR codes are pretty cool, but it creates an opportunity for scammers. Think about this. If someone sends you an email, it's pretty easy for you to detect that that email is fake. You know, you can find typos in the email. The logo doesn't look right. If you look at the URL, if you look at the address that it came from, you realize that it's a fake address. It's not the real name of your bank. They've got a tiny little misspelling. They entered the number 1 instead of the letter L, for example. And that's pretty easy to detect a fake email. But how can you detect a fake QR code? That's virtually impossible. So when you get an email from someone, you might not realize that the QR code is a fake. Or let's say you walk up to an ATM. Well, it's your bank's ATM. You go to that ATM all the time. And now you see a sticker on the ATM that says, use this code and get $50. It's got the bank's logo on it. Certainly looks legit. Of course, if you click on that QR code, it's going to be a fraudulent one. This is part of the problem. So you've got to check if the URL that you're using is legitimate if a QR code takes you there. And also watch out if you have a poster that has a QR code. It's very common. You'll go into a bookstore, for example, and you'll see a big sign, a poster announcing some major book release that just came out. Or in a movie theater, you'll see a poster for a new movie that's coming out and you want to look at the preview. There's a QR code. You click on the code and you can see the preview of the movie. But there might be a QR code that is placed on top of the real QR code. A scammer could have come along with a sticker with a fake QR code. You need to be careful before you snap a photo of any QR codes. It's just another illustration that the crooks are always getting more and more sophisticated, and life becomes more and more challenging. It's the inevitable, unavoidable, and unfortunate negative side effect of technological innovation, and we have to be on our toes to protect ourselves against this. There are now scammers targeting Zelle. Zelle was created in 2017 by America's biggest banks. Zelle is really cool. I'll bet you use it. I certainly do. It lets you transfer money instantly. It's the most widely used money transfer service, twice as big as Venmo. But 18 million people have been defrauded through scams involving Zelle last year. And here's the rub. If a crook steals your bank info, they get a hold of your name and your social security number and your bank account number, and they use that info to raid your bank account and they steal your money, your bank will reimburse you. But if you get caught up in a fraud, and as part of that, you voluntarily send money to someone using Zelle, and you later find out that it was a fraud and you got ripped off, your bank will not reimburse you. Banks say that federal law covering electronic transfers only covers unauthorized transactions, not transactions that you do authorize merely because you were tricked. But what if the crook is the one who's doing the Zelle trades? In other words, the crook steals your banking info, goes into your bank account, and uses Zelle to transfer money out of your account. Will the bank be liable in that case? The law is unclear. Banks, as you can imagine, are trying not to be liable. So if you lose money due to an unauthorized transfer of assets via Zelle and your bank refuses to reimburse you, get noisy. Raise a stink about this. The more you complain, the more you threaten to go to regulators or the media, the more likely the bank will be to cooperate with you. I'm Rick Edelman. Stay with us for more.
You know you worked hard to build your wealth. You also know one must plan for the twists and turns ahead. children growing up, empty nest realities, and the joys of retirement. There's something else you need to know. You're not alone in this. You have a wealth management partner in Edelman Financial Engines to work with you every step of the way. Whether it's personalized advice or our modeling of over 38,000 investments monthly to keep you current and focused. It also helps to know that we use a cost-effective, integrated approach to wealth planning, from tax-efficient portfolios to life-focused advice for retirement and the possibilities ahead. If you're asking, what more can I do to take my wealth potential to the next level? Visit planefe.com/Rick to schedule a free, no-obligation meeting with an Edelman Financial Engines advisor who knows what that takes. Visit planefe.com/Rick today.
Want to invest in digital assets but find it all a bit complicated? There's actually a very easy way that you can invest in this new asset class. Simply choose the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund, symbol BITW. It's the first and still the biggest crypto index fund. It owns the 10 largest digital assets and rebalances monthly, so you don't have to decide what to buy or when to rebalance. Bitwise does it all for you. At Bitwise, we want digital assets to be available to everyone, and that's why we work closely with individual investors like you, as well as financial advisors and institutions. At Bitwise, crypto is all we do. If you believe digital assets should be part of a diversified portfolio, take a look at the Bitwise Crypto 10 Index Fund, symbol BITW, available everywhere you get your investments. There are major risks to consider, including the loss of your entire investment. Before investing in crypto funds, visit bitwiseinvestments.com to learn about the risks with these investments.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by Global X ETFs. Exponential technologies are transforming the world around us and creating new investment opportunities along the way. But where to start? At Global X, we have spent more than a decade focusing on long-term emerging trends, what we call thematic growth. While many of these disruptions are now part of our daily lives, like fintech and telemedicine, others are making their impact felt behind the scenes, or perhaps under the hood. Think of the lithium batteries that power electric vehicles, the rise of hydrogen fuel cells, or renewables like solar and wind, which are becoming increasingly cost competitive. All of these themes represent vital components of a next-generation green energy economy that is more reliant on innovation and less dependent on fossil fuels. Learn how you can add these and other green investment themes to your portfolio at globalxetfs.com or ask your financial advisor.
You're listening to The Truth About Your Future. One of the primary themes of this show, as you know, is retirement security. There is no question that one of the most important vital areas of retirement security is Social Security. And so I'm really happy to bring onto the program my good friend Jason Cowens. Jason is Executive Director of Financial Planning at Edelman Financial Engines, and he's here to talk with us about Social Security. Jason, great to have you with me on the show today.
Well, thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
Jason began his career as a financial planner back over 20 years ago, and before that, he was a high school math teacher and coach. And so, Jason, I assume that today, education remains a pretty significant part of the work you do.
It's been instilled in me since day one.
Most of your clients, I'm guessing, are in their 50s and 60s. Is that about right?
Yeah, about average 55 seems to be the typical new client these days.
And one of the questions that people begin to ask as they're thinking about retirement 5 or 10 or 15 years away is the notion of Social Security. And the big number one question that people have is, when should I, in fact, start taking my Social Security?
And clients really hate my response because it really depends. It depends on your need, your drawdown, your other source of income, and unfortunately, your longevity. All those factor in to go, let's find a strategy unique to you and your needs on when to take Social Security.
And part of the reason that there is such complexity to the answer and why your answer is it depends is because workers have options. You're allowed to start taking it how early?
62 for a worker.
And you don't have to start taking it until when?
You can delay it all the way till 70. I've always had the argument that start it at 70, even if you don't need it, because that's the most you're going to get as an increased benefit amount. And what I've found is having the conversation with people go, I want my money as soon as possible. I have to be the bearer of bad news. Is if you started at 62, your earliest age, you may be permanently reducing that amount for the rest of your life and potentially your spouse and or survivor.
Give me an idea of what that spread is. A typical worker who starts at 62 compared to waiting to age 70, how much money are we talking about?
It may be almost 50%. So you're almost discounting your potential earnings by 50% for the rest of your life and or your spouse's life.
Once you make that decision as to when you want to begin starting benefits, that's a permanent decision you're going to have to live with the rest of your life.
Well, except for the first year, you get one redo. So if you start at 6 months through a year and go, you know what? I started it too early. I'm still gainfully employed. I don't need the money. You can pay it back one time only. Then it's no more options.
So if that describes you, if you started your benefits within the last 12 months, or go talk to your parents, if they started their benefits within the last 12 months, and now you're beginning to get suspicious that maybe that wasn't the smartest financial decision for the course of your personal finances, I'm going to give you a quick opportunity to call Jason and his colleagues at Edelman Financial Engines. Jason, how would people reach you if they want to talk about their Social Security benefits?
They can reach any planner nationwide at 833-PLAN-EFE.
So let's talk about folks who are still working. Can they start taking Social Security benefits even though they're still working?
Oh, absolutely. And the way it works is if you started earlier than your full retirement age, they start to take back for every $2 you make over $19,560, they take back $1.
So I guess what the real message here is we need to stop the focus on Social Security and instead put the focus onto your income need.
Oh, absolutely. And tell me how much you actually need. Let's see how we fill that. Are you filling it with pension? Are you filling it with Social Security? Are you filling it with investment? Let's find that gap. And if the withdrawal rate is pretty low, you may be able to just take it from your investments if you have enough wealth to do so.
Now, there are millions of American workers who work for a government, federal government, state or local government, and they are qualified to receive a government pension. Talk about the impact of getting that government pension on your Social Security eligibility.
So there's two distinct phases of that government pension. There's what's called the windfall elimination provision that you should think affects you as the worker versus the government pension offset that affects your spouse or your survivors. And so if it's you and you have your own Social Security amount after you've worked in the government, what they do is they say, we're going to look at your number of years working out of the government sector in the private sector. And if you work less than 20 years, whatever your Social Security amount from the private sector, we're going to reduce by, I think this year's number is $512. So although you paid into the system for that period of time that you're working in the private sector, your own Social Security amount will be reduced because you're eligible for a government pension.
So the simple takeaway is if you are a government employee receiving or going to receive a government pension, you need to get advice from a financial advisor before you begin your Social Security benefits or before you even take your government pension to make sure you understand the full implication of all this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, because to that end, if you look at the other side of it, which is the government pension offset, really understanding how your pension affects your spouse's spousal amount or survivor amount.
What's the best way to optimize Social Security benefits given all of this?
It's the answer that nobody wants to hear. Work longer. That's the easiest controllable answer for most, unfortunately. And that becomes the unique challenge that if they don't have the job where they can physically work up to that age, we have to find a solution.
And a lot of folks and a lot of surveys suggest that people, frankly, and the younger they are, the more they believe this, Social Security is not going to be there in the future. More people believe in ghosts than they believe in the Social Security system. So you tell us, is the Social Security system going to be there for future retirees?
Yes, with an asterisk. We're confident that it will be around. And if you prefer to act as if Social Security isn't going to be there, let's talk about saving for your retirement. And if it is in fact there and you accidentally have saved too much money, right? Nobody complains about having too much money in retirement.
We've talked a lot about the benefits, when you can collect them, how much you're likely to receive, the complexity in determining when you should start. And a lot of that complexity has to do with people who are married. What about people who are divorced?
Yeah, so it's an interesting conversation. So the reality is, if you were married to someone for 10 years and now you have subsequently been divorced for 2 years, you are still eligible for a percentage as a spousal benefit.
We've talked about singles. We've talked about those who are married. We've talked about those who are divorced. When a spouse passes away, what impact does that have on receiving Social Security benefits as a widow?
A widow could start it as early as 60 as opposed to 62, but they're potentially locking in about 70% of what their deceased spouse would have earned.
What you're discovering here in this conversation is that Social Security is far more complicated than you ever thought. I'm incredibly impressed, not only with the fact Jason is aware of all of these different nuances, but just rattling off the top of his head all the answers. In other words, this is the value of going to a professional financial advisor who can help you work through the complexity. You know what your family dynamic is. You understand your income, your life expectancy, and that of your spouse if you've got one, or a former spouse. All you've got to do is take that basic info to Jason or his colleagues, and they'll lay out for you the things you ought to be thinking about and the best strategies you can adopt to maximize and optimize your own Social Security benefits. So I encourage you to contact Jason or his colleagues at Edelman Financial Engines. Jason, again, tell us, how can people reach you?
Our national number is 833-PLAN-EFE.
That's Jason Cowens, Executive Director of Financial Planning at Edelman Financial Engines, 833-PLAN-EFE. And Jason and I actually had about a 30-minute conversation. You can watch or listen to the entire dialogue. Just go to my website, thetruthayf.com. You want to finally understand all this hubbub about blockchain and digital assets? The Truth About Crypto shows you how you can engage in today's new investment marketplace. It's fun to read, easy to understand. Most importantly, it gives you the sound, practical information you need to succeed with this new asset class. I cut through the jargon to reveal why blockchain is so transformative and how it works. Order your copy of The Truth About Crypto right now at your favorite bookseller. Stay with us for more here on The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
Allow us to introduce you to Sabrina, an ordinary person who helped shape the future by putting her money behind the right ideas. Each morning, Sabrina enjoys a 20-mile bike ride and meditation that brings her serenity for the day to come. Sabrina is also accessing the companies that are revolutionizing the tech world by investing in Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, which goes to show you don't have to be an integrated circuit engineer to help push progress forward. Become an agent of innovation. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit Invesco.com for a prospectus with this information. Read it carefully before investing.
This message is brought to you by Charles Schwab. No matter what tomorrow brings, some things won't change, like Schwab's commitment to see the world through clients' eyes. That commitment is why Schwab is always here for clients with clear guidance and committed service to help maintain focus on achieving long-term goals. So whatever happens today, Schwab remains invested in you. Visit Schwab.com to learn how Schwab is ready to help.
You're listening to The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman, sponsored by Choice. Choice is changing the way Americans save for retirement by making it possible to invest in Bitcoin, crypto, and other alternative assets inside your IRA. That's right. Whether you open a deductible or a Roth IRA with Choice, you can invest in Bitcoin and 22 other digital assets in your retirement account. You can also buy stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, gold, real estate, and more, all in a single retirement account. There's no hidden fees or account minimums, just more control over your retirement savings. And Choice makes it ridiculously easy to combine all of your old retirement accounts with a rollover concierge service. So if you've switched jobs in the last few years and have been putting off rolling over your old 401k, make sure you check out Choice. Head on over to retirewithchoice.com/Rick. That's retirewithchoice.com/Rick.
You're listening to The Truth About Your Future. Let's go to the telephones. We have Mark from Madison, Wisconsin with us on the air. How are you doing, Mark?
Doing well. How are you today, Rick?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. What can I do to help?
Yeah, I had a question for you. I've listened to your show for many years, Truth About Your Money, and now The Truth About Your Future. And I know as part of that conversation, you know, a lot of times you talk about interviewing financial planners. And obviously, that's not necessarily the point of your show. But one of the questions that you would have people ask is how is your financial planner compensated?
Right.
And I know with your new show, you're obviously, you know, operating a little bit differently, right? So you're able to talk more about specific products, and you have certain companies come on and things like that. And I'm just curious, in your new format, how has that changed? And does that, I guess, impact some of the advice that you give?
Oh, yeah, that's a really great question. Let's talk about the economics of this program. I mean, this is a really important question because you've always got to ask, what's the motivation of the people that you're listening to and that the people you're talking to, whether it's a stockbroker telling you to buy a stock or a surgeon recommending surgery or a talk show host talking about an investment. You know, so yeah, you're asking a really important question. This is all in the category of what we'll call influencers, right? And I guess that's what I am these days, an influencer, trying to talk to folks about different things. So to understand this, let's go back to my old radio show. When I was the host of the Rick Edelman Show, for 30 years and operating under Edelman Financial Engines, the firm that Gene and I founded back in 1986. The purpose of that show was obviously to provide financial education. That was first and foremost. And at the same time, you know, oh, by the way, if you're looking for a financial advisor, feel free to call us. And I still encourage you to do exactly that with Edelman Financial Engines. I'm still the founder of the firm, still on the board, still a big individual shareholder of the company, still strongly endorse and believe in the work that all the financial advisors, most of whom I've trained personally there, still encourage you to do that. So that radio show was sponsored by the company, Edelman Financial Engines, with the goal of providing financial education and, oh, by the way, exposure to encourage folks to consider hiring us as advisors. That was then. Today, my new media company, The Truth About Your Future, this broadcast and podcast and all of the work that I do is now the traditional media approach, meaning it is advertiser sponsor driven, just like every television show that you see. There are only two models in the world of media. It's either sponsor driven or it's subscriber driven. Think of, you know, Netflix is a great example. You subscribe to Netflix. By virtue of paying for the subscription, they skip the ads. So you don't have to have advertisers because the users are paying for it. Facebook is free, but you get bombarded with ads. So companies have to generate revenue one way or the other. They're either going to do it from you paying subscriptions, or they're going to do it from the advertiser. Some like to have it both ways, like magazines. You pay to subscribe and there are ads. So they kind of do it both ways. This radio show, this podcast, is sponsor driven. You're not paying to hear it. You're enjoying it for free, but you've got to tolerate the ads. So the question that I had to face in figuring out the economics and dealing with all the radio stations where this show airs, you know, it airs in 30 markets all across the country, was who are going to be the advertisers? You know, the big concern I have ethically is that I'm bringing a pretty big audience because people like what I do. They like the information and the content that I provide. People have learned to trust me. They know they can rely that the information they're hearing is objective and it's legitimate and I'm not trying to sell them something and I don't have a conflict of interest and all that kind of good stuff. So my reputation really matters an awful lot to me. I have to be therefore very careful as to who the advertisers are who are going to be advertising on the show. So the deal that I struck with the radio stations was very simple. I said, I'm going to control the entire hour. I will handle the advertisers and the sponsors, and I will go seek out advertisers who I can personally endorse. Advertisers who are providing investment strategies or solutions or investment products like ETFs or other investments or brokerage accounts or what have you that I personally own, that Gene and I personally invest in, that we personally can endorse and recommend. So you do need to be aware of that fact, that when you hear an advertiser on the show, you can be confident that I personally endorse that organization. I personally use that investment. And that's why I think it's worthy for your consideration. And in fact, I'll go a step further. Those advertisers, they're hoping that a certain portion of my audience will, in fact, turn to them for their investment strategy, that you'll use the investments. So if you want to help me stay on the air and you want to use investments that I think are worthy of your consideration, I'd encourage you to go to my sponsors. There are only six of them. Choice, which is an IRA custodian where you can buy digital assets as well as mutual funds and ETFs. The website that they offer is retirewithchoice.com/Rick. You can, of course, go to Edelman Financial Engines, the company that I founded, at planefe.com/Rick. If you're looking for investments in digital assets, bitwiseinvestments.com. Exponential Technologies ETFs, offered by globalxetfs.com and invesco.com/QQQ. And if you're looking for a brokerage firm where you can open an account, manage your assets, buy investments, schwab.com. And if you're brand new at this, schwab.com/starterkit. So I hope you'll support the advertisers who are supporting me so that everybody wins. But regardless, you do need to be aware that this is an advertiser model. And with luck, we're all working together in a unified way without conflicts of interest. And you need to ask the question of everybody you encounter. When you go to a website and you're reading an article by somebody, if you're reading a magazine article or a tweet or a blog or watching a TV show or a radio show or a magazine article, you've always got to ask, why did they say what they're saying? Are they being paid by somebody to say it? Have they disclosed it? And what is their relationship? Because too often, these kinds of conflicts of interest can occur. Influencers have been criticized in many cases for either not disclosing their financial relationships or flat out creating an endorsement strictly because they're being paid to do so. This happens often with Hollywood celebrities who are doing late night infomercials, right? They're selling gold or they're selling reverse mortgages or who knows what. It's obvious. The only reason they're touting it is they're getting paid to do so. I'm doing my best to stay away from that problem, and I hope that this resonates with you and that it makes sense.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. It's very helpful, and I kind of felt that was the way it was, right? Because you always say these are things that I use and that, but I'm with you, right? I'm always kind of wondering, like, what's the model? What's the purpose? What's the driver? So I appreciate you explaining it.
And I just have to tell you, Mark, it's a really, really important question that you've asked. I applaud you for the courage in asking it. And I hope everyone else will follow your lead and do the same with everybody you're interacting with. Ask the question, why are you saying what you're saying? What's in it for you? Because there's too much conflict of interest, lack of transparency. The more we know, the more disclosure there is, the better off we'll all be. So, Mark, thank you very much for your question. I really appreciate your asking it.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.
That was Mark in Madison, Wisconsin, here on The Truth About Your Future. You can do what Mark did. Got a question for me, no matter how challenging it might be? Just contact us. Ask Rick at thetruthayf.com. Stay with us for more here on The Truth About Your Future.
Wealth is about more than making money. It's about making the most of life's possibilities. At Edelman Financial Engines, we believe that's key to taking your wealth potential to the next level. That's why we model over 38,000 investments across 17 asset classes monthly, so your strategy is current and focused on the goals ahead. That's why we don't use cookie-cutter strategies, but a comprehensive, tax-smart, cost-effective, and personalized approach to wealth planning. That's why our advice is powered by a sophisticated investment management approach that's been awarded 12 U.S. patents. And that's why our experts help coordinate every facet of your financial life. Wealth planning, investment management, estate planning, insurance, and more. For more ways to take your wealth potential to a new level, visit planefe.com/Rick and schedule a free, no-obligation meeting with an advisor today. That's planefe.com/Rick.
Want to invest in digital assets but find it all a bit complicated?
there's actually a very easy way that you can invest in this new asset class. Simply choose the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund, symbol BITW. It's the first and still the biggest crypto index fund. It owns the 10 largest digital assets and rebalances monthly, so you don't have to decide what to buy or when to rebalance. Bitwise does it all for you. At Bitwise, we want digital assets to be available to everyone, and that's why we work closely with individual investors like you, as well as financial advisors and institutions. At Bitwise, crypto is all we do. If you believe digital assets should be part of a diversified portfolio, take a look at the Bitwise Crypto 10 Index Fund, symbol BITW, available everywhere you get your investments. There are major risks to consider, including the loss of your entire investment. Before investing in crypto funds, visit bitwiseinvestments.com to learn about the risks with these investments.
Allow us to introduce you to Tom, an ordinary person who helped shape the future by putting his money behind the right ideas. Tom enjoys tending to his tomato garden and is currently developing the perfect blend for his homemade spaghetti sauce. Tom is also accessing companies that help change the course of the aerospace industry by investing in Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, which goes to show you don't have to be a rocket scientist to help push progress forward. Become an agent of innovation. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit Invesco.com for a prospectus with this information. Read it carefully before investing.
Welcome back to The Truth About Your Future. We've got a big problem with our taxes, don't we? And I'm not just talking about how much you have to pay in taxes. I'm talking about the entire tax preparation process itself. The IRS has 75,000 employees. That's the same number as 1970. But our country has grown in size and economic complexity. The IRS has 30% fewer enforcement staff than they did a decade ago. The audits of millionaires are down 70%. The budget is 20% less than it was 10 years ago. Meanwhile, there's a 7% increase in the number of people filing tax returns. So what's the IRS doing? Hiring 10,000 more people. Congress just gave the IRS a bunch of new money to go do that. The IRS processes about 160 million tax returns a year. That's what it's going to do for 2021's tax year. But of those 160 million returns, there's a backlog of 24 million. If you mailed in your tax return, that envelope might be sitting in a warehouse along with 24 million other tax returns. One clerk can open about 500 envelopes a day. 500 out of 24 million. That's actually not a criticism of those clerks. That's a pretty good workload. Think about it. How many hours a day is a typical federal worker working? Oh, no, that's not a joke. I mean, seriously, 8 hours a day, you subtract 1 hour for lunch, 7 hours a day, they're opening 500 envelopes in those 7 hours. That's a pretty aggressive pace, but still, it's only 500 envelopes per worker. Now you're getting a sense of why the IRS is hiring 10,000 more people, and you can imagine how long is it going to take for the IRS to get caught up. And just about the time it does get caught up, we have a new tax year and a new amount of filing the taxpayers are doing. This is a huge challenge for the IRS. And this explains why you may not yet have gotten your refund. It also explains why you may not be getting answers to your questions. By the way, did you ever try to call the IRS because you had a question? Last year, nearly 300 million phone calls to the IRS. That means roughly every person in the country at some point tried to call for getting answers to their questions about their taxes. Only 11% had their phone calls answered. The others just went into la-la land and never got through. So this is a big problem, and it's only getting worse. It means, very simply, you need to express one fundamental behavior when it comes to tax preparation: patience. And that is not a word anybody likes to use when it comes to taxes. You're listening to The Truth About Your Future. I'm Rick Edelman. You know, my new book, The Truth About Crypto, is being published in May. You can order your copy now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your favorite bookseller. I encourage you to go to local bookstores and support your local economies. I encourage you to order your copy now, The Truth About Crypto. And my publisher, Simon & Schuster, is very busy securing rights for having the book published all around the world. And guess what country just signed on? My book, The Truth About Crypto, is going to be published in Turkey. Now, hang on before you laugh. Turkey? Really? I mean, I know that it's going to be published in Japan. Japan is a first world nation. Japan's got a huge economy. Makes perfect sense that a book about money, even crypto money, would be of great interest to Japanese. But Turkey? Of course, it should come as no surprise to you. Turks love crypto. Why? Because the economy in Turkey is terrible. Despite the fact that the government has tried to ban crypto, they haven't succeeded. Despite the fact that last year, some very big crypto exchanges collapsed in Turkey, Turks still love crypto. Why? Because the lira, which is the currency in Turkey, the lira is floundering and inflation is soaring. The inflation rate in Turkey is 36%. It's a 20-year high. Imagine this. The cost of a loaf of bread doubles every 3 months. This is astonishing rate of inflation. And now, Turks realize they can move their lira to Bitcoin, which is an inflation-proof digital currency. In fact, in Turkey now, there are actually retail stores that let you exchange lira for Bitcoin. You actually walk into a store, hand them lira, and they provide you a Bitcoin wallet. They're doing as many as 1 million transactions a day. One exchange in Turkey has 5 million users. Back in 2020, their trading volume was 20 million a day. They're now trading 500 million a day. The total population of Turkey is 84 million people. 14 million of them own Bitcoin, 17% of the entire country. Turkey is one of the most crypto-focused nations in the world, and therefore it's no surprise that a book publisher in Turkey wants to reprint my book in their native land. I'm very excited that The Truth About Crypto will be now published in Turkey. You, of course, can get your copy in English. Just buy it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your favorite bookseller. And yes, there's an equal amount of attention for my new book here in the United States. The Investment Advisors Association is excerpting Chapter 21 of my book. It's a chapter on operations and compliance. Ordinary readers aren't going to care very much about it, but financial advisors and financial executives care a whole lot. So the Investment Advisors Association is publishing an excerpt from The Truth About Crypto for the members of their organization. I'm very excited about the upcoming release of The Truth About Crypto. Order your copy now at your favorite bookseller. Time now for everybody's favorite segment of the program, a visit by my wife, Jean Edelman. Jean, a student of the healing arts, Reiki, traditional Chinese medicine, homeopathy, acupuncture, and of course, macrobiotic and plant-based cooking. Here's Jean.
Hi, great to be here this week. This week, the word tools has been kind of bothering me. Tools for living a happy, fulfilling life. I'm not sure this is taught anywhere, but I believe this is the purpose of life. We are here to figure out the tools that we personally need to live a fulfilling life. And this is very personal to each and every one of us. I'm going to call this the human being school. We go to school and learn different subjects, but we're not taught how to be kind, grateful, understanding, respectful, have manners, and be a resourceful human being. Now, we can get this from our family, but some don't have that family network to teach. Yet they do survive and go beyond what their home life provided. The way we learn these tools in our human being school, when we encounter others, that's when we're learning. When we're given challenges, that's when we're learning. When we encounter failure, that's when we're learning. When we have loss, that is when we are learning. And when we encounter fear and trauma, that is when we are learning. So the action item for this week is to ponder a list of defining moments in our lives. How old were we? Where were we? Who were we with? What did we learn? And what tools got us through? Was there someone who had influenced and helped us? Human Being School is in session 24/7, 365 days a year, and there's no tuition. The only thing that is required is fortitude, determination, intention, love, self-love, grace, willingness to be open and accepting, not becoming the victim, but becoming the victor. And so simply, my word of the week is going to be hammer. I think of hammer because I think of my superhero Thor. His hammer, it got him through everything. And so the H is for hail. Hail is strong, fit, and hearty. And that is what we become in human being school. Life continues to provide opportunity to learn and build upon our knowledge. The A is for achieve, to bring to a successful conclusion, to reach a goal. Small accomplishments over time. It does not happen overnight. It is minute by minute, day by day. We get to take our time. The M is for marvel, something unusual, wonderful, outstanding. We are each a marvel to this world. Every life we encounter, we have an opportunity to have influence. And the other M is for metal. A high quality of personal character, bravery, courage, and spirit. We all have this in us. The E is for enable, to make possible, to empower. This is the true human journey. All things are possible. R is for radiance, the quality or state of being bright and brilliant and luminescent. We share our radiance when we live our best life, when we share kindness and empathy with others. This should be fun. If we can step back and look at every day as a human being school, I think we won't take life as seriously or personally. We will have better perspective, and we can respond instead of reacting to whatever is coming at us. Have a great week, everyone.
That was Gene Edelman here on The Truth About Your Future. And if you want to get more of Gene's words of the week, just go to thetruthayf.com.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by Global X ETFs. Exponential technologies are transforming the world around us and creating new investment opportunities along the way. But where to start? At Global X, we have spent more than a decade focusing on long-term emerging trends, what we call thematic growth. While many of these disruptions are now part of our daily lives, like fintech and telemedicine, others are making their impact felt behind the scenes, or perhaps under the hood. Think of the lithium batteries that power electric vehicles, the rise of hydrogen fuel cells, or renewables like solar and wind, which are becoming increasingly cost competitive. All of these themes represent vital components of a next-generation green energy economy that is more reliant on innovation and less dependent on fossil fuels. Learn how you can add these and other green investment themes to your portfolio at globalxetfs.com or ask your financial advisor.
Do you know anyone who's a new investor? You can help make it easier for them to get started. With the new Schwab Starter Kit, new investors can open an account and get $50 to split across the top five stocks by market cap in the S&P 500. Those are companies they actually recognize, like Amazon, Apple, and Google.
There are also videos, guides, and other helpful tools. Plus, investment professionals 24/7 to answer their questions. To see the current top five stocks and learn more about the Schwab Starter Kit, go to schwab.com/starterkit.
Thanks for joining me on the program this weekend. I'm excited to tell you that you can now order your copy of my brand new book, The Truth About Crypto. The Truth About Crypto is my straightforward, practical guide to introduce you to the most profound innovation for commerce since the invention of the internet. Blockchain technology is going to add $2 trillion to the world's economy this decade. I cut through the jargon to reveal why blockchain is so transformative and how it works. A must-read guide if you want to achieve investment success today. Order your copy of The Truth About Crypto, coming out in May. Thank you for being with us. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
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 The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman has been brought to you by Bitwise, the world's largest crypto index fund manager. As crypto grows, Bitwise believes everyone should have a simple and familiar way to access it. Bitwise makes crypto clear. Bitwiseinvestments.com. And by Global X ETFs. For more than a decade, Global X ETFs has been dedicated to providing investors with unexplored and intelligent solutions. Learn more at globalxetfs.com. And by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100. Invesco.com/QQQ. Stay tuned for Everyday Wealth with Soledad O'Brien and Gene Chatsky from Edelman Financial Engines. Everydaywealth.com/radio. EFE and The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman are unaffiliated entities.
Get The Truth About Your Future every weekend with Rick Edelman. It's thetruthayf.com.